New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Sometimes I say, you know who you are. I say that you know who you are because I want this to hit certain people in a certain way. Some people who aren't happy with themselves say, I want to change. Or better yet, I'm going to change. Now, I'm in for all that. I'm not one of those people that think a person can't change. But here's the thing. If you don't fucking change your vantage point, you don't change the spot that you're observing the world from. Your ass won't fucking change at all. You know what? I was just thinking about something like this the other day. Why do people build infinity pools? Why would you want to build a pool where you can't see whether the water begins and the water fucking ends? You got two perils with an infinity pool. You got people on one end hurting themselves, getting in the goddamn pool because they can't see where it starts. And then you got motherfuckers over here drowning on the other end because they can't see where to get out. Just got to drop. And a fucking drop off, Miles. And that's why you got to find yourself a vantage point. They do fucking prank videos all the fucking time on shit. Motherfuckers walking in the goddamn water by mistake and shit. Now you the butt of the goddamn joke on fucking TikTok and shit or on the fucking gram. Catch your stupid ass walking in the goddamn pool by mistake, texting on your fucking phone and walking the bitch because you don't see the goddamn vantage point. See that, Miles?
Yeah.
With the wrong damn vantage point, you don't know where that pool is or where the fuck you are.
Yeah, I get the vantage point thing you're going for, but that just seems to be an issue of pool safety.
That's why motherfuckers put those goddamn fences around the fucking pool for safety.
Got to, yeah.
For kids and for clumsy ass motherfuckers who don't know where the fucking pool begins at or where it ends at.
Right.
I seen a motherfucker in the infinity pool swim off the edge of the bitch.
Yeah, I don't know that you can really do that.
Miles, I seen it for myself. I was in a hotel, and they had a goddamn infinity pool. And from my hotel room, I saw a motherfucker dive in the pool and swim off the edge of the bitch and fall into the goddamn courtyard.
Maybe, or maybe you just needed to change your vantage point. Maybe if you weren't way up in your room and you were on ground level, you would have seen that that didn't happen.
Man, Miles, I'm telling you, I seen a motherfucker dive in the pool, swim off the edge of the infinity pool, and fall into the goddamn spa.
Okay. Did you report it? Did you call down to the lobby? And
he was okay, Miles. The motherfucker was okay.
Okay.
And what scared me was, it's a rooftop pool. He could have fell to his death.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to put an infinity pool on a roof too close to the edge. I see that.
And that's why I mean, you got to know your vantage point. The next time someone calls you on the phone and asks where the fuck you are, you tell them, I don't know. And that's okay. It's okay to tell them, I don't fucking know. It's better to not know than to walk your ass into that fucking pool and fall to your goddamn death.
I think you should also know where you are at all times. I don't think that's ever a good answer if someone says, where are you?
Miles, some people are where they at and they still don't know where the fuck they are.
Were they abducted?
Metaphorically speaking, Miles, they don't know where the fuck they are in life. But they can't see their fucking vantage point.
I think you should know where you are at all times.
You must find your vantage point. You have to land somewhere and know where the fuck you are at all times. Not physically where you are, but mentally where the fuck you are to fucking make sure you are where you are supposed to be.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be right here starting up another episode of the show. So I'm going to do it, okay?
Miles, let's do that shit.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar. Today is going to be a great day. And here's the quote. The most powerful thing you can be when you grow up is yourself. And that's by Briani Gordon.
Oh my God, Miles. This is fucking fabulous. You know what? Keywords that I love. I love the word powerful.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. Love it, Miles. And when we come back, we're going to dive into this one, Miles. Ooh-wee.
Just make sure you know where that pool is, where you are, and be careful. It could be an infinity pool by the edge of the roof.
Could be, Miles. Or one of those goofy-ass above-ground pools. Hate them, man. You got to climb in that bitch with a ladder? What the fuck?
Hey, whatever keeps you cool.
You got to climb up to go down. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, sometimes it's life. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, the most powerful thing you can be when you grow up is yourself.
Miles, I love this quote. Pun intended, it's powerful.
Okay.
See, the most powerful thing you can be when you grow up is yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you can use that word power anything, Miles. When I hear it, I think of a damn superhero. You know, Miles, kids love superheroes. Ones like Spider-Man and Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman. They love that kind of shit. They're all good, Miles. But you know what superheroes kids should like? Have you ever heard of Keep the Lights On, Man? You ever heard of that motherfucker?
No.
It's dark, and then all of a sudden it's daylight. It's light. Or Full Fridge Lady. Oh, I fucking love her ass. Full Fridge Lady. Or how about Soccer Mom? Oh, fucking Soccer Mom. Oh, how about Piggyback Dad? Woo-wee!
So I get the theme of what you're saying. You're saying kids, rather than worshiping superheroes, they need to appreciate their parents. I feel like that's where you're going with that.
That's where I fucking went, not where I fucking going. That's where the fuck I went, Miles. Oh, I went there already.
Yeah.
I know, Miles, I'm telling you, sometimes you precede me sometimes, Miles.
Okay.
And I'm telling you something, Miles. Kids are naive, which is a nice way of saying stupid. I don't throw the word stupid around all the time, which is why I use the alternate, which is naive.
But then right behind it, you winged stupid at us.
I did wing stupid in there, but I'm giving people the option to, even though I said stupid, I'm giving people the option to say naive. Anyway, then you get a little older and more realistic. And the true nature of powers come into view, Miles. You begin to understand that being a superhero means being something useful. Something everybody needs. Things like being a doctor or a fucking lawyer or a writer or a scientist, engineer, a realtor. You need to be productive-ful. See that? Productive-ful. That's productive and powerful at the same goddamn time, Miles.
Good word.
Great fucking word, Miles. Normally you shoot my words down. That's a great fucking word.
No, I do. But I like that. It's being productive and powerful.
Now, Miles, I'm the last one to be able to say that growing up is easy. It's not.
No.
There are a lot of traps along the way to becoming a full-time fucking adult. Now, for instance, if we haven't found a clear path in our early 20s, we start to feel fucking lost. You see people lost, young people lost, Miles, in their early 20s, fucking lost. They don't know what the fuck to do. We start realizing some of the dreams we had as kids were unrealistic. And we start wondering, so now what the fuck? So now the fuck what?
And it's a shame. We're young and we don't realize in our 20s we're still really young. You can redirect.
You panic because half the people in your circle are doing amazing things at the same age as you.
Yeah.
And some people in your age group ain't doing shit. And you are caught up in the I ain't doing shit category. And you don't want to be there. You want to be with the people who are doing shit. So I say this, Miles. There are a lot of traps along the way to becoming an adult. If you haven't found that clear path, Miles, I'm telling you, you feel fucking lost.
Yeah.
And I tell you this, we spend way too much of our youth not wanting to grow up. You don't want to grow the fuck up?
No.
You want to be stuck in that little pocket that you don't have to worry about responsibilities or nothing.
First, you don't want to grow up, and then all of a sudden, you want to be grown.
Sometimes you want both at the same fucking time. You want to be able to do adult shit, but not grow the fuck up. Or not have the responsibility of growing the fuck up and being a responsible adult. You want to be in that little pocket in the middle. You want to be able to do adult shit, but you don't want to pay the bills and you don't want to do other shit. You don't want to grow the fuck up. Hey, it reminds me of that song from that commercial from Toys R Us. Remember Toys R Us, man?
I used to love Toys R Us, of course.
I love that fucking song, man. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys of Toys R Us that I can play with. From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up because, baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Oh, I love that goddamn song, Miles.
You probably should have started a key lower, but that was great, man. That sounded...
Hey, man, the fucking shit is amazing. You know, it's so amazing how things resonate with you. You retain that shit.
Locked in, man.
It's locked in, man.
Programmed.
It's locked in.
I had a lot of things I don't remember from my childhood, important things, but I remember the Toys R Us song.
Fuck yeah, man. You know how much shit from school I didn't retain?
I don't know my eight times tables, but I know this.
Oh, I can't remember my nine timetables.
See?
The fuck it is. The only one that's clear to me is fucking 9 times 10. That's the only one I fucking know. Yeah.
Well, I know 8 times 10 is easy.
I don't even know 9 times 1. I don't fucking know 9 times 1.
Well, you should know that one.
Yeah, you should know that one. But I can't remember. But this song, I do.
Did you ever ride a bike in Toys R Us?
Miles, I rode a bike all over that motherfucker, man. Through every aisle. 35 fucking aisles, riding in and out of aisles on a fucking bicycle. Test riding that bitch.
Toys R Us was like, that was like amazing. That song really says it all. All right, so we've talked about not wanting to grow up, but there's this power. There's this power in the quote. So what is the secret of growing up? What is the secret of the most powerful thing you can be when you grow up as yourself?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Look, people, all amazing listeners out there, and I hope this quote has helped you guys, and I hope our elaborations have helped you guys get a clear picture of what the fuck we're talking about. The world will always need doctors, lawyers, scientists, and poets. But it will also need plumbers, retail workers, farmers, and pilots. It's going to also need sneaker testers, athletes to wear the goddamn sneakers, technicians, nurses, and video game designers. You can't live without those motherfuckers.
You probably could.
Actually, Miles, I dare you to live in a world without a fucking video game designer. Can't do it, Miles.
We did.
Those dudes who designed them goddamn games are needed, Miles.
I love those games, but we did live without them.
We did live without them, but when they came, Miles, we made sure they were always fucking there for the rest of our lives.
That's true.
See? And luckily, there are schools and programs to train all of these people, these amazing people I mentioned. All of them, Miles.
Yeah.
But the world will also always need grown-ups. And there is no school for that shit, Miles. Miles, there should be a fucking school, a university, a fucking college, a technical school for fucking grown-ups. There is no school for that shit, Miles.
None.
Grown-up you.
So how do you do it?
You have to learn on the job in order to become a uniquely developed grown person who handles their responsibilities while at the same time striving to make their neighbor smile and make the world a better place, Miles. You gotta be ambidextrous.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to do both. You gotta be able to slap the shit out of somebody with the left or the right.
Well, it doesn't seem like that's making your neighbor smile and making the world a better place, but I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Not physical slap, but a verbal fucking slap across the face.
Still seems mean.
Letting them know that you grown. You fucking grown. And this is your goddamn house. This is your fucking house. And that's your house. And stop fucking with me. See? Physically being an adult and verbally being an adult, handling your situation is different. You got to put motherfuckers in their place. See, Miles? You got to put them in their fucking place, Miles. That's why we do this amazing show. Because we want people to be clear on what the fuck they need to do in their movement.
Well, I would say an adjustment to that I'd pitch to you is that being an adult means learning to put yourself in your place.
Miles, sometimes you tag. It's like being in a wrestling match, Miles. Sometimes I put my hand out there and I can't reach you.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm right there, Miles.
Right.
You know, and I put my hand out and you fucking tag. And then I roll out the ring and you jump in that bitch, Miles.
Off the top rope, I'm in.
Woo! Wait! You jump off the top rope, Miles. Whoa, shit! So I say this to you. Whatever age you are, be a superhero. And use your powers to be the best grown-up you can be. Woo, man. And your power is endless. You don't get weaker. You get stronger.
Wow.
There ain't no goddamn costume. Oh, what do I say? Oh, all heroes don't wear capes?
No. Well, I got to say this, JB. I can't say that I'm a complete grown-up, but when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Hey, Miles. You know what? I appreciate that. And that goes out to everybody out there, too. Shit. If you're doing the right thing, why not? We're still growing. Don't be afraid of growth. Even where the fuck you at right now, you need growth. You better grow. You better continue to fucking grow. That's the only way you're gonna establish yourself in this motherfucking place and time and be the you that you're supposed to be. No, the you you're supposed to end up as when it's all said and done, goddammit.
Well, when it's all said and done, so are we. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove.
You don't need a cape on.
I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Today is going to be a great day. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe were even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show. Be on the lookout for our special guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool celebrity friends to come on in here and help us break down a quote. It'll be fun. We won't want to miss it, Elaboration Nation. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
You got to rob JB Smoove. So you got to rob, you got to tell motherfuckers who you are. I'm Anteater Man. Now, that'd be an awesome fucking hero.
Why is Anteater Man showing up?
He's a hero.
Oh.
He's a superhero called Anteater Man. I love Anteater Man.
So he eats ants?
Yeah. He shows up, he eats fucking ants. He's like the exterminator type of Terminix kind of guy.
Okay. Fifth level hero. Very specific skill.
Hey, you got an ant problem. Somebody got to save the day.
It's like if the Justice League was infested by ants, Superman would tell Batman, call Anteater Man.
Hero saving a hero.
This has been a Team Coco production.